I've drank nothing but Christmas beer for the past month. I'm serious. My piss smells like ginger and orange peels.
I'm ready for some January depression lager.
So sad.
What I'm really looking forward to is some February wrist-slitting IPA.
And a March it's not so bad lambic.
Yeah. Followed shortly by an April, what the fuck happened, wheat.
And a May Budweiser.
Between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
So, Chris, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
Would you like to shit gold?
Dude, I'd be so rich.
How? I mean, like, okay, so like everybody, I mean, everybody knows the fable of the golden goose, right?
Yeah, I would not be that kind of. Oh, family and friendship and fraternity and all that other bullshit kind of rich. I would be fucking rich. I would literally shit gold.
What the fuck happened to the bathroom? King Midas was in there, bitch.
I would shit enough gold that I could buy platinum.
Got the Midas touch.
Yep. My shit gets me all the finest things.
God, it's a toilet made out of my own shit. It's golden. It's a golden shit toilet for shitting gold into.
Never mind the underground industry with rappers where they pay me to shit on their teeth.
Or on their chest.
Can you shit playa on my back?
No, these are... gold pills by Citizen, a company called Citizen, for $250. They're filled with gold leaf, and they will turn your innermost parts into chambers of wealth, according to the copy on their website.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Safer inside me than a safety deposit box at the bottom of the World Trade Center.
Jesus, could you imagine?
I have no idea, but that'd be just great.
I mean, it's not cheap, right? You know, $425 for what I assume is maybe like a four pack.
A four pack like, of what?
A four pack of capsules, Chris.
Yeah, but they gotta fucking pay somebody to come to your house and jam gold up your ass while you sleep.
No, you eat them.
I understand that, but it can't be real. So somebody at some point has to jam some gold up your ass.
Life's complicated, Chris, and I think that if we whatever we can do. Although I can see a bunch of like imitators, like knockoff gold pills. Like it's not real gold, but like it's like a bedazzler for your poop chamber.
Where do you see these ads? Are they like next to the penis enlargement ads in the back of Maxim?
Well, it's next to the gold to the cream that makes your penis gold. But
I mean, seriously, where are these advertising? Are they advertising in like I don't know, huge black breasts magazine, or are they advertising in Forbes? Like where?
It's the magazine that only James Bond villains get. So yeah, Forbes.
No,
so Forbes.
Who are these people? I mean, this is at its base the best get rich quick scheme I think I've ever heard of.
But like, it's not like I don't think you understand, Chris. It doesn't transmogrify your feces into gold. This isn't like straight up old school alchemy. You know, I'm taking a couple of shots of the Philosopher's Stone and I'm just gonna ship mad gold. This is a capsule of gold leaf that upon digestion, like your body doesn't absorb it because it's gold. Actually, it might be poison. It might be deadly, deadly, pretty poison. But and then it's kind of like if you drink too much Goldschlager, like five bottles worth, and then you just shit a glittery confetti bomb of gold.
Goldschlager makes me cry.
Doesn't it taste like cinnamon? I've never like it always seemed like a novelty. It seemed kind of like those like platform shoes that have the goldfish in them. Like there are goldfish in my shoes, and there's gold in my liquor. Or, Chris, there's goldfish in my liquor. There's goldfish shitting gold in my Goldschlager.
It would be awesome if you had a tiny baby hammerhead shark in your Goldschlager.
Tiny baby hammerhead. To unleash on my enemies when they try to sneak up on me in the club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I wish for that, second only to a stingray in my OJ. Sounds like something Bob Dylan would have said.
Can I tell you a story, Chris?
There's a stingray in my OJ.
There's a stingray in my... Oh, God. I don't even know who that is. What happened to my impressions?
Oh, my God. I opened my mouth. Who the fuck am I?
Look, I'm being possessed by crazy sad people.
I think you ate too many gold pills.
Yeah, you ate too much gold. Yeah.
He's having a gold freak out.
Well, it's kind of like those people who think that, like, colloidal silver.
Coitus silver?
No, yeah, that's different. That's colloidal silver. It's like people who take homeopathic medicine like to like the furthest degree. It's ionized silver, but it's dissolved into like into a tincture, if you will, or maybe
a tiny Disney character.
Yeah, no, it's colloidal silver. I'm serious, and. Like you take too much of it, and the thing is, your body doesn't know what to do with it. It's like the same stuff that they use to develop like black and white film, but you like so it starts being like stored in your skin. I think it's a condition called agrigia or something like that, and it turns you blue. It turns your skin blue.
Man.
There's a politician who like his skin is like grayish blue because he drank too much silver water, colloidal silver.
Is that Barney Frank? No, that's not colloidal silver. Never mind.
Topical. But
Mom called me.
Oh, well, I told her that
we were recording.
I told her. I said, hey, I'm going to be recording, and then I'm going to get my stuff packed up, and I'm going to go to bed early. That's my thing.
Are we going to plug the live show?
I don't know how you think that's gonna work.
I think we're gonna put in some background noise.
I can get some ambient noise. Do you want me to go get some ambient noise? Like, are we talking stadium or are we talking?
Yeah, I want 20 seconds of ambient noise on loop.
Do you want me to get all of our fans into like one room to cheer us on?
With just a constant trill on hi-hat.
That doesn't make any sense because.
I caught you off guard with my musical references.
Well, actually, it was incorrect because a trill is alternating between two notes really quickly.
Like on a flute. Do it again. That sounds like jihad.
Right. Yeah, like on a flute or a guitar, like if you're just doing hammer-ons pull-ups.
So what's that when you just constantly hi-hat?
It's just a roll, like a...
All right. Yeah. I want a constant roll on hi-hat.
You want a constant roll? Do you want the hi-hat open or closed?
Closed.
Okay. I mean, we can make it happen. That's not a problem.
With an offset bass beat.
Okay.
Alternating, open, roll, bass beat, closed.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So I think I know what you're saying. Anyway.
Uh huh.
All right.
And then I want you to sing in rockabilly. Why not? Right.
I mean, we can make it happen. I mean, whatever.
Did you hear tonight? I guess this is topical too, but there's a total eclipse of the heart.
Yeah, it's like at 1:30, so I'm not going to be able to see it because I have to be up at like 5:30 tomorrow.
Do you hear that?
I hear your glass of ice cubes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's ambient, my friend.
That's ambient. It's ambient Ambien.
I'm sorry. That is ambient.
Ambient. No, no, I wasn't even making fun of you. I was just riffing off of what you said.
I am enunciating.
Well, not everybody can have the perfect diction that I have, Chris, okay?
Yeah, you got a lot of it.
Got a lot of diction in you.
You are the most dicted person I know.
I want you to do me a favor, Chris.
husband swap. What?
Okay. I want you to do me a favor, all right?
Yeah.
I want you to look to your left. I want you to look to your right. And then look in three other directions, okay? So,
all right.
So look in five directions.
Did it.
Okay. One of you is going to get a foodborne illness this year. Like straight up, Streptococcus, E. coli, staph. Like the staff of Burger King is going to put staph in your onion rings.
So one out of six people?
One out of six Americans is going to get a foodborne illness because our shit is like crazy messed up.
Not really.
We don't have any protections. Like it's rough. Like look at oh gosh, like every other week there's like a 60 minute segment about like they go into a restaurant and they run a swab over the lemons and the ice water, and like they pull back and they like reveal that it has more fecal coliform bacteria on it than for some reason all I can think of is the back of Stevie Nicks's ear, but I don't know if that's accurate. It might actually be libelous, but
I'm pretty sure that, I mean, depending on grading scale, that's a B or a B minus. So we're good.
My simile?
No.
My homily?
No. Your simile is a D. The one in, the five out of six that will be laughing at the person throwing up.
Okay.
is a B or a B
minus. Is that your reaction? Like, if somebody were to throw up next to you, would you be the person who would express concern, run away, or laugh?
I would laugh while expressing concern and running.
Okay. In circles. I'm useless in most situations.
I would actually be more alarmist. Mm-hmm. My only reaction would be, oh dear Lord, we all's gonna die.
Like a white man doing a white man's caricature of a black person, but crazy outdated.
I'm actually in blackface, so it's okay.
Burnt cork? Is that what you're rocking?
Huh?
Burnt cork?
You can't see the gold flex? I don't know, man.
I don't know.
What's the worst initiation you've ever been through? Murder?
I'm trying to think, because I haven't been through too many like initiations. Like, I haven't stepped over too many thresholds. Like,
yeah.
I haven't, like, taken a pause from a situation with a couple of guys. Like, we're standing outside the restroom, and, like, one of them says, you know what, after tonight, everything's going to be different. That's just not how my shit rolls.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, how many initiations have you been through?
None.
None?
No.
Should we like come up with something?
Yeah.
Yeah?
If you want to be my brother, I'm going to have to initiate you.
We do it to each other, okay?
Right.
I'm picturing like heating up a coat hanger and like seeing how long we can hold on to it.
Okay.
I'm picturing dares to commit mischief or misdeeds.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean that's what I'm thinking in my head. You know.
I think it's something more seasonal, like stabbing each other with icicles.
Oh, see, the thing is, well, could you get infected from an icicle? I mean, there are plenty of like waterborne illnesses, and like 80% of the population of the earth dies every year because of bad water. So maybe, I don't know, maybe it's holding on to an icicle like for a really long time. Have you tried that?
Yeah, I have actually. It was part of my vision quest.
I'm just really, you had to hold on to it and walk around for as long as you could. I haven't done like many rites of passage. I kind of feel like I'm still a kid in a lot of ways.
Speaking of, you're still a kid in many ways. I just have to share this, and you don't have to put this in, but I got to tell you. Emma said, I haven't gone through puberty yet. And I said, no, I hope not. And she said, you know what puberty is, right, Dad?
Oh, no.
And I said, well, why don't you tell me?
This is going to be either adorable or horrifying.
She said, that's when you get lots of hair on your vagina.
Can I dissect that and tell you why it's funny?
Why?
First off, she's five, so yeah, that's really funny. Her phrasing that's when you get lots of hair on your vagina. I mean, is that pretty much what it was?
I don't know. It just confirmed to me that even with the youngest of young, Bush is back.
You know, Bush went away for a while. Are we going to talk about, like...
Apparently back with five-year-olds.
It's apparently... But like, is that an indication of a trend, or is it kind of like when I was in fifth grade, I really, really wanted armpit hair?
Wow. I did not know that about you.
I wanted to walk around in a sleeveless shirt with just a little spider sticking out. Got a couple of legs. Just, you know, just like, oh, what's that? Don't worry. don't worry, Chris. It's just my arm bush.
Your brain is damaged.
Do you know why? Because I spent so much effort grooming my luxuriant armpit hair.
Look what happened to you.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
It's braided.
Looks like a fucking baby pube monster got sucked down the drain after you take a shower.
I am basically like 0.75 Robin Williams. So
you kill a redheaded baby pube monster every time you bathe.
I take it. I don't know.
How did you get more Irish than me?
I've got no idea. Like, I don't know when I went from having like really, really nice blonde hair to like I still take issue. It's like body dysmorphic disorder, except instead of like people thinking they like I need to like chop off my arm, it's like I don't know when my hair turned like this reddish strawberry shit.
It's for those of you listening who haven't seen it. It's fucking awful.
God, stop that.
I mean, it's just... Ugh.
Chris, I'm right here. I'm in the same...
It's the color of a freckle.
Chris, I think you're being unkind, okay?
What?
You're being unkind.
Oh, you said you were sensitive about it.
I am.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Like, I just
those
like...
Those of you who haven't seen it, it's just... It's just awful.
I don't know. I kind of sometimes feel like renting out a car wash and hooking Nair up to all the spigots and just going to town.
You should someday.
I just want to. You know what I'm gonna do after that, Chris?
What?
After I do the Nair car wash.
Call a plumber.
Nope.
What?
Slip and slide world champion.
Nice.
Like a seal. I'd be like Clark Griswold in Christmas Vacation, just here. Later, dudes.
How the fuck did I miss this?
What?
Beam me up. Teleportation is year's biggest breakthrough.
What?
Am I reading future news?
Is this like quantum level stuff? Like, oh, we were able to move this one quark from here to here, but like maybe in the future. Well, do you know what that is, Chris? Do you know what that is?
Well, it was developed at the University of California, Santa Barbara, which, dude, I think I totally got high and might have teleported something.
I just no, Chris. It's too complicated. It's way too complicated. I need to take this into edit. Okay, gonna tell you how. Like this is how the story's gonna sell. It's like The Fly.
Take this into edit.
It's like The Fly. I'm gonna whip out the red pen here, and I'm gonna say pop culture reference. It's the only way you can sell science to these rubes. Okay, that's right. I said rubes.
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 Are you? BES, marks, pigeons, schmucks. Because you know
pedestal.
What? We got to take...
Lazy Susan.
We got to take these
Tomcat.
For all they're worth. Because the grift, my friend, the grift is our lady tonight. Do you know who our lady was last night?
The lady in red.
Also the grift. We're grifters, son.
Wow.
We're grifters.
I'm going to crack my knuckles and say I agree with everything you say, even though I don't understand it.
You know, because we're on the con. We're running the game. You know, we're confidence men. All right? We roll into town. We roll into town. We're selling miracle cures, all right? We talk fast. We move faster. By the time all their hair falls out and they're making slip and slide world records, we're on to Durndal, all right? We're on to Durndal, and we're taking other people for all their worth. Because you know what? They make all that money in the mill. They ain't got no school, and they don't know when they're being taken, Chris. We're on the grift.
Hey, you can be on the grift yourself. I'll help you. Because nobody's going to follow you in some of these towns unless you got a mob man.
unless you got an intermediary, somebody they have to go through.
No. You get up there and you talk your big fancy words and you get them going against it. And you need me in the crowd. You know why? Because I'll pump them up.
You'll pump them up. You know what? You ask the questions. There's no way that works. And I'll say, well, I'm so happy you asked. Can I demonstrate on you?
Yeah.
And you know
right
what?
Right about when you think you're being successful, I'm going to blurt out, get him!
You know what, Chris? Your teeth are going to get longer, your penis is going to get whiter, and you will get such a distinct odor.
That is awesome.
It's Uncle Cole's magic tooth potion.
With cock widening additive.
Yeah. It's a side effect, but it's kind of like, it's like an off-label use.
It's not even an off-label use. I'd put that in as an additional benefit.
Yeah.
Like Crest tartar fighting whitening shampoo. Plus whitening. Uncle Cole's teeth lengthening tonic plus cock widening.
Are your teeth too short?
Cock too narrow?
Is your cock too ruddy? Have you got the ruddy cock? We just said cock like 15 times in the past 2 minutes.
We say cock a lot.
Yeah. It's like we're going off half.
Cocked. A male chicken is a
rooster. Hey, Chris, I've got a story for you. Okay. So this guy's at a drive-thru, right?
Possibly.
Okay, all right. It happens every single day. We like to think it doesn't, but it does.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so he's at a drive-thru, and...
Do we know him?
No, I don't think so. It's in Illinois. Do you know anybody in Illinois?
Yeah, hello to my peeps in Illinois.
Yeah, they've always treated you right in Chi-Town. But the guy asked the attendant for extra nuts. All right.
God damn it.
He was asking for extra nuts for his pet squirrel, which he was petting.
Hey, yo, can at I the get draft some extra here, right? Nuts?
Can I get some extra nuts for Fluffy Tail here?
Hey, yo, can I get some extra nuts?
But, and this is according to the police report.
Yeah.
The employee said that squirrel is not real. So the guy said... Yeah, it is. And then he threw the squirrel through the window. Turns out the squirrel was dead.
Oh, no.
It was a dead squirrel thrown into a fast food establishment. Are you familiar, Chris, with the practice in medieval times, back around the time of the plague, where when they were laying siege to a castle, the enemy army would catapult dead bodies into the castle and like spread plague, and that's how they beat them out, right?
Damn Skippy, right? Yeah.
Okay, so this guy just threw squirrel patient zero with squirrel flu in there, or some kind of, you know, new plague, right? Because the plague shows up in rodents and things like that.
All right. One in six
people. It's like The Stand, okay? One in six turns to 99%. And we're done.
Boom.
It's a straight up. Boom. It's a straight up stand.
Boom. Boom.
Wrong,
boom.
Stephen boom. King. Boom. Wrong, Stephen King. I would like some of D's.
D's what?
D's nuts for my squirrel.
Oh.
He likes whole cashews, not halves and pieces. Okay.
What a fucking uppity squirrel.
None of that halves and pieces shit. Okay.
Uh huh.
You save like $2. But you end up with like a bunch of dust at the bottom of the can. That squirrel doesn't like it.
Squirrels are vicious.
Doesn't like it one bit. They are. I love wintertime. One of my little like pleasures during the wintertime is when I'm out walking, you know, which I do occasionally. I see fat squirrels just falling off of shit. I've seen it like 3 times this year. A bunch of fat, clumsy squirrels just straight up falling off of poles. It's amazing.
Hmm. And like these are street squirrels,
These are like raggedy ass street squirrels, fat on college kid leavings. All right,
malt liquor,
fat on malt liquor and
Five Guys
and Five Guys, but they take the bun off, Chris, and they put the Funyuns on the Five Guys. They call it an onion crunch.
Nice job. Feed me like a squirrel and fuck me like a lion.
That's a proverb. That's a Chinese proverb. Confucius.
I think that's actually Psalms 13:7. Google it. How to be a dutiful wife.
Song of Solomon. I've got a friend who's getting married in early January.
What's his number?
Because this is our mission. We got to stop that. Don't do that. Stop that.
I'm going to shoot it straight, all right, man? I'm a little drunk. Fucking don't.
If you're listening, I know we're not going to say a name. But seriously.
We're going to call him out right now.
Like, why did she go from, like, being, like, okay and being on top of your game to being fucking Barney Gumble?
Because I get the best advice when I'm fucking drunk.
Or when you're acting like it's straighten up, man. Get yourself together.
All right.
Okay. No, he wants me to do a Bible reading, and I still haven't gotten the verse yet, so I might just split the deck.
Tell him you only do it if you get to wear a Technicolor dream coat.
I want to do something here, okay? You know the game with fortune cookies where you add in bed to the end?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do this. I'm going to send you a link via Skype, okay? And I want you to play along with me, okay? This is that same game, but with random Bible verses. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you in bed. 1 Peter 5:10.
Each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire in bed.
I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, and I have kept the faith. In bed.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted in bed. Matthew 5:4. I guess my crying's fucking good. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. See, Chris, this is just my excuse to practice my reading voice, okay?
And of many companions may come to ruin.
I think that game's over with.
Who sticks closer than a brother? In bed. Because in 13 of my lifetimes, tomorrow will be the darkest day.
Oh, that's good. Is that a Beck lyric? It's from Sea Change. He was sad on that album. He was a sad man on Sea Change.
I think we need to do some sort of mix for you. Some sort of a jingle that you can send, I don't know, employers or people or even on your podcast.
Okay.
He's got a MacBook Pro and a microphone.
Bottles and cans.
That shit is fat.
That shit is gold, son. Where it's at?
In Cole's basement.
Where it's at.
Yeah. Did you get my link?
What I'm seeing in the link here is lyrics. Do you want me to do a reading?
I want you to do a singing.
I'm not going to sing it because I don't know the tune.
Just the chorus.
Okay. This is Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You from the album So Far, The Best of Sinead O. Because nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to you. All the flowers that you planted, mother, in the backyard all died when you went away. I know that living with you, baby, was sometimes hard, but I'm willing, Chris, I'm willing to give it another try. Because nothing compares to you.
To you.
Nothing compares
to you.
I think I could do that for a living. I think that my voice is good enough that I could get somebody to pay me to say something for them. Possibly in a corporate capacity, maybe just on a street corner. I don't know. But these pipes, Chris, they're golden. They're as golden as your sphincter.
I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I'm reading the lyrics to Tiny Dancer.
Do you want to do a reading of that?
I don't think so. This is Spoken Word.
Blue Jean Lady. L.A. Baby. Seamstress for the band.
Pretty Eyed.
Pirate Smile.
You'll marry a music man.
Ballerina, you should have seen her.
Dancing in the sand.
Now she's in me.
Always with me.
A tired of dancer in my hand. Woo!
This has been Those Damn Roskits.
Wait, you think that this is actually about anything?
God, you're such a rookie, okay?
Oh, Jesus.
I do this specifically because it's not about something, all right?
Nope.
I'm not about anything.
Nope.
If we had a message, if we had a moral, if we had a direction for this, I would abandon this project so fast. And, like, I've had people tell me, like, make the show have more direction. Like, focus it some. That's not the deal. Because, like, what you're getting in the final product, like, that's literally how we think and talk. I am reproducing as accurately as possible the intent of what happens when these two minds meet. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll do a lot of things, Chris.
Yeah.
But I won't be dishonest.
You're not going to compromise.
I'm not going to compromise.
You're O'Reilly in that fact.
I am O'Reilly in this podcast. I am O'Reilled up.